Morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our all-age worship service on this, the fifth Sunday of Easter. I welcome visitors in particular, and all of you are most welcome. We look forward to the participation of some of our Sunday school children in the service through the reading of the lesson and leading us in our prayers. We follow the order of service as before you.
This is the day the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things that we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then, once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. So, let us say sorry to God, here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth. Collect or prayer of the day. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him. Grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you in the Holy Spirit be praise and honor, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Congregation may be seated. Our psalm this morning is one of reassurance and support, and it will be sung by our cantors to a chant by Sir Henry Walford Davies. Walford Davies was a choir boy in St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle in the 1880s. Later in his career, he was appointed musical director of the RAF, for whom he wrote a memorable march past, and following the death of Sir Edward Elgar in 1934, he became master of the King's music. His well-known piece, Solemn Melody, is played in this church each year on Remembrance Sunday. Caroline and Susie will now sing Psalm 121 to a chant by Walford Davies.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to stumble. He who watches over you sleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, neither the moon by night. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. It is he who shall keep your soul. The Lord shall keep watch over your going out and your coming in. From this time forth,
do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it.